So this is a study out of the University of British Columbia that says adults over 60 who are being prescribed mood-altering medications and sedatives are also seeing their risk of falling increased as a result of these medications.
Right. This is reiterating what we've seen in other studies. This was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine a couple of days ago, and it looked at 22 other studies and published between 1996 and 2007. And it's important when you have research to be able to see if it corroborates as time continues. And this is what indeed has happened with regards to these studies. And they looked at three different types of classes of medications: antipsychotics, antidepressants, and sedatives. Now, those are large groups anyway that have subtypes of medications. But the ones I think that they were looking at with regards to antipsychotics were more sedating type antipsychotics. Some of the older ones will do that. Antidepressants such as tricyclic antidepressants and not necessarily the SSRIs, which have less sedating effects. And sedatives such as benzodiazepines, so things like Valium, Ativan, lorazepam, those kind of medications. And for those particular medications, older people, as people get older, they metabolize medications more slowly. They may be on more medications that may interact with each other. And as a result, they are at increased risk of experiencing many of the side effects associated with these particular medications, such as feeling sleepy, dizzy, or lightheaded. And as a result of that, they have a much greater risk of experiencing a fall. As these people fall, they run a much greater risk because of the risk of osteoporosis already in them because they're older, of experiencing hip fractures, and in fact falls account in seniors for 90% of hip fractures. So it's a significant cause of morbidity. And in those cases, 15 to 20% of those people who fall will die from complications such as a blood clot or infection from the surgery to repair the hip. So it's a chain reaction event as well when you have this happen when someone falls. So essentially the study is reiterating what we know, but also brings it more to light. I think it's important to say this over and over again so that people who are getting older should be asking questions of their physician who's prescribing medications. You know, do I really need this? If I do, what are the indications for it? And what are the risks of causing sedation and falls? And is there something else that can be used? For many people who have mild depressions, for example, psychotherapy is very helpful. The only caveat to that is because of the shortage of people who do psychotherapy, that we're stuck with people who are depressed and not treated. So it's a multifactorial problem, but in this case, the risk of falls has to be considered. They should speak to their physician if they're on many medications to try and reduce that risk.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.